D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Derek Mason and Adam Vingan here with you. Willie Donick has taken off. Not literally. The plane hasn't left, hopefully. But he is on the way to the plane, where the Predators will start a two-game road trip tomorrow night against the Dallas Stars. So it's just me and Derek for the rest of the program. And joining us on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, is President and CEO of the Nashville Sports Council, Scott Ramsey. Scott, thank you so much for joining us today. Let's talk a little Transperfect Music City Bowl, Iowa versus Missouri. What excites you most about this matchup at Nissan Stadium later this month?
I think a couple things, Adam. First of all, thanks for having me on, guys. And, man, you guys got the whole place yourself here without Willie.
He does take up a lot of room.
Feeling all that air time.
We are spreading out.
I think every year is different, Adam. You know, I mean, it's our 27th year, and this year in particular, I think we got two teams that are excited about being here specifically. You know, I think with the new playoff model and things like that, and we all saw it. I mean, there was just a lot of people that felt like they should have been included, should have been on the doorstep. You know, and then from our seat, you go ahead and invite them and start kind of the marketing of your bowl game, and there's still that residual kind of feel. These two teams, hey, they combined to win 17 games in the SEC and the Big Ten this year. Certainly Missouri now has won, 20 games in 2 years, so they're on the rise, and both are drivable here. You know, I think the one thing this year is I think we're going to have a great game on the field. I think both teams are really coming in here with we're going to see some great football from the two power conferences, and we'll work hard to make it a great environment for the players, and I know our city's a star for all the fans that will come.
Scott, I know that this was supposed to be the matchup in the Music City Bowl in 2020. Of course, it was canceled because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So how important was it for you to be able to give these teams and their fans an opportunity at a redo, so to speak, and having them come and play in this game?
Yeah, you know, it was. I try to forget that a series of events.
Yes, we all do.
In our city. You know, you remember, Adam, that was a couple days after. Not only was the season abbreviated, there weren't going to be any fans in the stands, but it was a couple days after our downtown bombing on Second Avenue. So a lot of things to forget about that year. But, it's the first time we've had Missouri. I know they played, Vanderbilt, but more importantly, the first time we've been here. And I think one of the missions of the bowl from a tourism standpoint has been to expose our city to fan bases that don't normally come. Certainly from an attendance standpoint, we've seen higher attendance at our game where we've had some of the local alumni bases that are prominent in Nashville really kind of, you know, increase the sales. Here, I think we're going to see a heavy percentage of out-of-towners in the stands because both don't have a really large alumni base here. So I think we're going to see a lot of out-of-town travel. We're on Monday. We're the only bowl game on. We lead into Monday Night Football. They got the weekend to travel in. And I'm really excited about kind of seeing how they turn out. So it is a good kind of mulligan, if you will, for the game from the COVID year. But more importantly, I think we're excited about showcasing the city and the two teams on December 30th.
Scott Ramsey, President and CEO of Nashville Sports Council, joining us on DVD. Scott, I know that you and your council submitted a bid to host the FCS National Championship Games in 2026 and 2027. What is the status of those bids, and where do you think your bid stands out among the other contenders?
Well, Adam, that was a softball question. I think our bid stands out among all of them. I think Derek could have knocked that one out of the park for me, I think. But, I always feel good about Nashville bidding, and I've always been proud of our city and putting it up against everybody else. And it's an event that I really think our city's going to be captivated with should we be lucky enough to land it. Hopefully we'll know. I'm hoping in the next few days so we can start planning in preparation for this year's event in Frisco, if we're lucky enough to host it next year to start kind of that one-year planning cycle and for the 2 years that we bid on it. You know, I think a couple things on that. One, it really fits a quiet weekend in our town right after New Year's Day, the New Year's Eve party. Monday night, prime time, ESPN, it took the CFP National Championship spot. It's a set of fans from the Dakotas and Montana and Idaho that are prominent. Certainly, they're not the only teams, but they're they're the dominant teams historically in FCS in recent years. And, man, they've been traveling at big numbers. I've been selling out Frisco at 20,000 for the last 10 or 15 years. And we really think we can elevate the event if we get the opportunity to host it with all we have here in Music City. With the renovated stadium at Vanderbilt, the size is perfect, 30, 35,000. You know, I think we can up the attendance a little bit and certainly infuse the Music City style. It's also a national championship. You know, I mean, we had the Women's Final Four. We had the U.S. Women's Golf Amateur at the golf club. But this will only be our third national championship to host in the 30 years I've been here. So that's a really exciting opportunity to be able to do it. And fingers crossed that we get some good news here in the next hopefully a few days.
We'll talk with Scott Ramsey, president and CEO of the National Sports Council. Now, Scott, each year when you have these bowl games, you try to make it a little bit different and a little bit better for the next incoming, not just team, but their fan base. So what new things should the fan base expect that you probably didn't do last year? And then obviously, I know probably one of the big things the fan base wants to know, since they're doing construction around the stadium, the parking and stuff like that. So, you know, what about those things?
I think, Derek, we're in a time period with the bowls, and, mm-hmm. and I know it's been talked about on your show as well, but, you know, kind of where does it go? And I think this year, you know, one of the things that we're seeing, even though we had Iowa 2 years ago, we've never had Missouri. I think some of the feedback we get from the players is they really like our schedule. You know, mm-hmm. we do a lot of stuff at the hotel for them in the player hospitality room, put a lot of things in there, a lot of food, a lot of games, a lot of hangout. We do, you know, all kinds of events for the players at the now category 10. We do the bands on the street for the fans, the alumni parties. But you know what? We've kind of got a city that Broadway kind of carries that piece. Mm-hmm. And we're pretty fortunate. We don't have to kind of artificially try to create something to drive fans to. And I think now where we are with this year and next year before everything kind of gets reset with the transfer portal, I think we're going to see a lot of Iowa players that weren't here 2 years ago with the turnover in the rosters and everything. So, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see kind of how all the bowls kind of stage events. But we're going to do it just like we have in the past and hopefully balance it out between player activities, administrators. We do a songwriter event at the Grand Ole Opry House, which is pretty special. And then the fans, we roll out the night before with the parties on Broadway. So, you know, kick off on Monday with a party. Parking, yeah, it's tough. I mean, we all know that. We've lived here. The nice thing is you got two fan bases and aren't used to, Derek, to just parking there in Lot A. Exactly. You know, so they're going to have to adjust anyway. And I think most of them will push downtown like the Titans plan. We'll duplicate that, run shuttles, and hopefully we'll see a lot of people walking over the pedestrian bridge.
Now, what is the latest on the stadium? Is there anything new you can tell us as far as the progress of the stadium?
No, I can't. I mean, that's kind of over there on the Titans construction side and all that. I will tell you, though, that we continue to kind of think about what events can we pursue long-term. I say long-term in the next three to 7 years. When the stadium is complete, from the college football standpoint, I think, you know, a lot of questions about the playoffs and championship game. Yes, is the answer. I think where we are now is we're waiting to see what the postseason of college football looks like in 2026. I think that's up in the air significantly. You know, are they going to stay on campus for games? Or are they going to maybe go to more campus games? Are they going to go to less? Are they going to go to 12, 14, 16 teams? Are they going to stay in bowl games for semis and quarterfinals? Or are they going to go to, you know, neutral sites? And or are they going to bid those out? So we're trying to be prepared to be very reactive and aggressive to promote Nashville, to insert ourselves somewhere in that system whenever that system is designed and allowing for us to kind of pursue things. So we're kind of in a wait and see there a little bit, but certainly excited. With the new stadium's really opening up a lot of doors for us, and we're optimistic that we'll have some good opportunities.
Scott, I have to imagine whenever somebody comes up to you and talks about the new stadium, they're clamoring for a specific event. You mentioned the college football playoff. I'm sure people are talking Super Bowl, Final Four. As a wrestling fan, I would love WrestleMania. I know SummerSlam has been here. I would love WrestleMania. When you talk to people about which events could come to the new stadium, which ones do you hear most?
Yeah, all those. Adam, you kind of hit the big four, really. I think that the covered stadium really opens that door for us that we couldn't bid on before. Now, let's take the men's Final Four. I mean, they're bid out through 2031 now. So, you know, some of that is also kind of tempering a little people's expectation of timing. You know, some of these big events like that, you need 2 and 3 and 4 years to A, plan, fundraise, organize, and get everything in line, because it is a city job to kind of pull together. And you start thinking about needing a convention center for 14 straight days. You need 14, 15,000 hotel rooms all booked. You got transportation, security plans, facility plans, hospitality. So when these massive events take multiple years to A, get in the queue to host, you know, because you're also on the timeline of the rights holder, whether it's the NFL, the NCAA, the CFP, WWE, or whatever. So, you know, once you're in the queue, then you've got to start, you know, kind of the planning cycle. So, you know, I think when you start looking out to the late 20s and early 30s, we feel like we're lined up pretty well for that. I think the other thing is to kind of always keep in mind when you talk about it is also the East Bank development, because you've got to kind of sync that up. And you don't want to host the Super Bowl or WrestleMania or Final Four with a bunch of cranes between the river and new stadium, you know, because you're going to need that space for media compounds, corporate hospitality compounds. So, you know, hopefully those things will kind of line up to where we'll be able to kind of time those out when we're looking at those big events.
Scott Ramsey, president and CEO of Nashville Sports Council, joining us here on DVD. The Transperfect Music City Bowl, Iowa versus Missouri, is on Monday, December 30th at Nissan Stadium. Scott, thank you so much for joining us. It was great to catch up. We'll talk soon.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good one.
You as well. Scott Ramsey, president and CEO of Nashville Sports Council, joining us on DVD. I would love a WrestleMania. I was not here for SummerSlam, unfortunately, which was at Nissan Stadium a couple of years ago. I was out of town. I've always wanted to go to WrestleMania. So, Scott, if you're still listening, I think that should be first and foremost. I know Chase would be on board with that as well. 615-737-1025. Derek, unbeknownst to you,
yes,
you have received a promotion.
Oh, have I?
I am giving it to you. I have no authority to do so whatsoever. It's not at the station. So, Chase, if you're listening, don't worry. I'm not promoting Derek to program director or anything like that. But I have given you a promotion, mm-hmm. and I will tell you what it is next. Derek Mason, Adam Bingham, 1025, 1063, The Game.